Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Todd just had himself a berating once again. I've been so good. I mean, after causing your heart attack and causing two surgeries, I've been so good about not yelling at you. I've been heavily defending you. In fact, just this past week, I defended you to Magic Matt. Magic Matt, you recall I said, you know, for all the crap I give Todd for the radio station, when things go wrong on the set of this movie, it's not his fault. And nobody can feel bad other than the fact that it's unfortunate that things are happening. Didn't I not say that to you?
You did say that,
yes.
Almost word for word.
Yes. So, please, Matt, why don't you go ahead and enlighten the audience, who, by the way, none of them mother fathers have said a word to me about this yet. So, thanks a lot, four listeners, for bringing this up to me. It goes to show there's not millions of people listening, as Todd Sheets would like you to believe.
I never said millions.
Okay.
Dozens.
So, Matt, millions of dozens of divisions. Look, tell them what happened in case they've been dreaming. Again, JJ the Polak. Hello, my Polish friend. Did you not notice something wrong in the middle of the show this past week? Matt, what happened?
He probably skipped right to his part.
He probably did. Yeah, he hates the show so much. Yeah.
Well, I just before we started, I asked if you'd heard the show from last week yet, because we had a little behind-the-scenes look at the Brad Westmar Show during what was supposed to be our first, in quotes, break.
But instead, there was no break, right?
No break and a little chit-chat of what we do off the air.
So what was the very first thing I said to you? Oh, God. Right?
You said to me?
Yeah, I said to you, after you said that, what did I say? I said, oh, God.
And then followed by some expletives.
Well, but I was concerned as to what we may have said.
Yeah, well, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it was fine. And it was.
I mean, I don't care.
You know, it was one of our tamer breaks.
Yeah, because I don't care if we drop F-bombs, for all I care. It was, by the way, Todd Sheets said the S-word last week on the show and was supposed to edit it out. Clearly, that didn't get edited out either, again.
I did fix that.
On the file that you didn't upload?
No, on both files I fixed that. Because I fixed that first. And so
sure
that's the one, yeah.
I forgot to put the break in.
That's the one I didn't put the break in. But they both have that word fixed.
See, I wouldn't mind if
two
we
dropped versions, two versions.
4,000 F-bombs and a bunch of S-words and maybe even a couple of these in there too.
The C-word.
I wouldn't care what we said as long as we weren't bad-mouthing anybody, which can happen sometimes during breaks.
It does. It tends to, but this time we did not.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Yes.
I could just, like, see you through the microphone turning pasty, ghosty white.
He was.
I was. And I did lay into Todd pretty good. In fact, I begged you again. I said, Todd, please, just quit the radio station. Just stop doing it right now.
Oh, stop it.
Stick to movies. Stick to music. I'll do that with you. Let's just...
I'm a little preoccupied. I'm trying to direct this guy named Brad in a movie.
Yeah, come on. Last week, he called me an angel.
You are, but
he
I'm
directs
still a little
himself.
Preoccupied.
I know.
He does not direct himself.
No, he does not direct himself. No,
I want him to once.
I direct myself to the couch for naps. That's what I do. Yes. Because when you least expect it, when you show up at this, and I just talked to Todd about this, when you show up at this set and you think, look, I got this scene, it's all me and, you know, this week with other people. So I'm in every scene we're filming. You think, ain't no way I'm getting a nap this week. You know you're getting a nap that night because something goes wrong. And that's just the way it is. So, but no, I don't direct myself. Hey, as long as we're in a good mood, Matt, first of all, I want you to know, I promise to let you speak more this week.
That's good. That's good, because I did what Jay does, and I just listened to the first 3 minutes of the show and the last 3 minutes of the show last week.
I know. I'm sorry. Todd and I had a love fest. You noticed the title of the show this week?
Yes,
Todd
I did.
And Brad sitting in a tree. Yeah.
Very aptly named.
Yes. Hey, I am a big, huge Ryan Reynolds fan, and I have been a Ryan Reynolds fan, Mr. Canadian. I've been a Ryan Reynolds fan for a long time. Do you know when Ryan Reynolds first came on the scene? In fact, I may have mentioned this to you recently, Matt.
Is it too easy to guess Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
It may be, because some people don't know that. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds played Berg on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, which later became named Two Guys and a Girl. Let's start today with some Ryan Reynolds.
Listen, I might have poisoned my friend, and I need to know the side effects. Yeah, it's a medical emergency. Hold. No, don't put me on hold. Don't put me on... And away. My beautiful, beautiful balloon.
I just came over to thank you for personally guiding me into the most humiliating moment of my life.
Hold that thought. I may have poisoned Pete. Yeah, go ahead. Some possible side effects, sir. Sweating, stammering, and I'm sorry? He may become delusional. Well, what the hell kind of side effect is delusional? Haven't you people ever heard of diarrhea?
Yeah, that's my boy. Now, this is we're digging things back here now today for Todd. Todd, if you know this song, you got to sing along, because I'm always trying to find songs Todd may or may not know. This song is a jam. I love this. I expect him to get on the microphone and sing with me. I'm scared to look.
When you walked into the room.
Okay.
There was voodoo in the vibe.
Yes.
I don't know all the words, though.
That's okay. I was captured by your style. But I could not catch your eye.
But I could not catch your eye.
Matt, this song, you know it?
No, I don't.
Good God, I'm shocked.
Now I stand here helplessly.
Hoping you get into me.
Hoping you get into me. I am so into you. I can't think of nothing else.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Brad West. Martaj Sheets in the back, hey?
I am so into you, baby.
Iowa Magic Matt.
I can't think of nothing else.
He's the brains of the bunch.
Thinking how it's gonna be. Whenever I get you next to me,
guitar,
it's gonna be low. Don't you know?
I'm making up words.
I don't know them either. They're stoned anyway.
You're all over.
Over and over.
Over and over. Kisses and clover.
Me into you, you into me.
Me into you, you into me. Me into you.
Crimson and clover. Over and over.
I'm so into you.
Hey everybody, good evening. This is Wolfman Jack.
It's actually
everybody's Wolfman Jack.
Yay! Is this what they do? Yeah. Come on, Matt, sing along.
Sorry, don't know this one.
There was voodoo in the vibe, I think.
Way too old for me.
You're just too young for us. We're old. I was captured. Yeah, we just repeat the first verse. You can tell Todd Sheets didn't write this one.
But I could not catch your eye.
Stand here helplessly, hoping
you get into me. I am so into you. I can't get to nothing else.
Yeah. I think people like this. I know we should stop this, but
I am so.
I can't help but get going on.
I can't think of nothing else.
Matt, what song could we play to get you going? A Bon Jovi song?
Oh, maybe.
Woohoo!
You know, though,
holding me close.
There's no good Bon Jovi song to open a show up with.
They're all good, Brad.
They're all good, Brian.
All good, Brian.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Todd Sheets. Todd Sheets. There he is. There he is. There he is. Yes, yes, and of course, Todd.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
So, Magic Matt, we have a Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and a couple of things I think are worth mentioning. First of all, I barely remember who's in the Super Bowl, number one. But I'm happy for your sister. So
she's psyched. She keeps sending me, she keeps like photobombing my phone here with pictures of Colin Kaepernick.
You know,
she's obsessed.
If he wins the Super Bowl, it will be the biggest, most retarded thing to ever happen in Super Bowl history.
Really?
Maybe not. Okay, maybe not. Because there's been things like with what Earl Morrell, you know, where their backup quarterback has come in. But have they ever actually won one? Let me think about this for a minute. Think about that. Hostetler?
Well, Hostetler.
Yeah.
Was Doug Williams starter the whole year when he won?
I don't remember. See, it's always the
may have been, but he wasn't for very long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kaepernick's got some staying power, though. He's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
I guess
he's
not.
He's awesome.
He's awesomely... he's a mixture of about four different races, too, if I'm not mistaken. I know there's some of this.
It comes down to that, doesn't
yeah,
it?
And, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not. Oh, yeah. You know, and whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, Super Bowl coming up. Actually, my money, not that I care who wins. There's a part of me that will probably root for San Francisco. I think I'll probably root for San Francisco. And it's hard for me to root for San Francisco. But I think I probably will because I love your sister, number one. And number two, I mean, between the two of those teams, I got to go San Francisco, you know. So there's that. But I think Baltimore's going to win. So kind of.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I don't know. Something about Ray Lewis factor, murderer factor, experience, you know, of playoff experience, postseason experience with Flacco and a lot of the other players and everything else. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Now,
but
now I have a question for you.
Hmm?
You've heard, I'm sure you've heard about Ray Lewis and the deer antler stuff he's been taking to
yes,
heal.
Yes.
Did that not remind you of the league? And make you think that maybe Ray Lewis's trainer is Taco from the league?
Could very well be. Very well could be. And I wish I still had the league theme here, but I don't. So yeah, we'll play this instead. When's the show coming back?
So close. I don't know. Oh. I think, what, like June or July?
Between this and Walking Dead, we get to see Hines Ward on Walking Dead. I hope he gets shot in the head. It'd be awesome.
I do, too. Did you hear what he said, too?
Ha.
He was whining a couple of days ago.
Really?
About how he was upset because he didn't get the big send-off in Pittsburgh like Ray Lewis did in Baltimore.
Who cares? Yeah.
Gosh, athletes.
Big babies.
I'm beginning to just hate them all.
I am, too. It's not fun.
Just a bunch of prima donna babies.
I have watched less and less football this year. I've been so busy with things and the movie and everything else that I just haven't really cared. Now, I will tell you that I am going to watch the bowl. I may be balls tired by Sunday at 5 o'clock, but I'm going to belly up with some beers and watch the Super Bowl all by my little lonesome. And you know why I'm going to be all by my little lonesome? Would you like to tell people why?
You're going to be on the road.
No, because Jared has not invited me over to his house for the Super Bowl party.
I was
going to
say that.
I don't know what his problem is, but he is no longer...
Awesome!
Something has gone... I don't know what happened between he and I. I mean, well, I do know what happened between he and I, but things were okay after he left the show. It was okay. Things were fine.
Don't say anything. Well, who's going to... Don't you have like a 49er fan friend or a Ravens fan friend that you can go over to their house and watch a Super Bowl? They could... not wear any of their team's gear, and then at the end go, yeah, you know, I really didn't care anyway.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about...
Afkar. He's very, very sensitive.
Shame on you, but you're
yes,
right.
Yes, that's baloney, Brad.
I know.
It's not a Super Bowl party.
I'm going to enjoy it a lot better at my house by myself. I shouldn't say that out loud because he may hear this, but no, it's unfortunate. I don't know what happened, but he's left me in the lurch. He didn't care about me anymore. So.
Oh. Hey, do you remember the one Super Bowl we watched together?
Let me think.
It was down in Lenexa.
Oh!
I believe it was apartment 2 down there.
Hmm. That's right. That was at, yes, at 435 and 95th Street. And it was 9233 Legler Court, I believe, in apartment 2. Right inside the door and to your left. And that would have had to have been you weren't there for Patriots Packers. So it would have been one after that. So it must have been Broncos Packers. No?
Nope. You're close though. You're 1 year short. It was Broncos Falcons.
Now wait a minute. I saw Broncos Falcons when I was living in Mission. So that would have been when I was living
in
Mission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different apartment. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because I had somebody else from Iowa down to watch the Rams and the Tennessee Titans. So, yeah. Yeah. But see, I have no friends anymore. All my friends are like, you know, radio, movie, music nerds like Todd or whatever. Hey, did you guys? That was very good. Listen, that was very close. Wait, that was good. It was good.
Right on cue.
Yeah, you can't tell when it's real. That's great. But anyway, so no big deal. You guys got big plans for the Super Bowl, Matthew?
Oh, just the usual. We're going to watch it at my parents' house. My mom will overdo it with tons of food. You know how that is.
Oh, I'm sure she will. God bless her. That's great.
Oh, yes.
Good, good. Now, I do want you to go ahead and mention something that you mentioned to me. I would like you to explain to Todd some concerns that you have on the movie set. You've seen some things recently on Facebook and some pictures. I'd like to give you just 2 seconds here to go ahead and express yourself to Todd if you'd like to. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that Brad's going to get hypothermia and die or something on the set of that movie. Because he's got a hood up, and you know you're wearing a mask in some of those pictures.
We're all wearing masks in a lot of pictures. Yeah,
it's rough.
What is going on? Is there like asbestos floating in the air or what?
No, it's just it's a very dusty basement, and I mean it's not like asbestos, but it'll get to you if you're allergic to stuff down there.
And we've got a few that are. So
yeah,
and the funny, my favorite dueling pictures that nobody I don't think caught on that I posted. It was like I posted one picture of Todd and Wayne and Johnny Reed with their masks on over in a corner with the camera. Okay, and then I took a picture of me and Antoine. It was me and Antoine and Nicole in a little corner shooting a scene over and over and over and over and over again. Here we are with no masks. So here they are. Here's the crew protecting themselves. Here's the talent going.
That was my next question.
Yeah. He uses the term talent loosely.
Well, for me, yes. It's true. Yes, Matt. Yes.
No, I was wondering question. About
yeah,
that
exactly. And I don't get it either. I mean, you'd think that that you know, Johnny's not doing anything. He may as well just put masks on our faces for us between takes, I think. But no, maybe
that's
not.
Good stuff. You'll be all right.
What are you chewing over there?
I'm chewing cinnamon gum.
We don't chew gum on the air.
I'm not chewing it on the air. You can't hear it.
Okay.
By the way, I never stopped you. Shall I remind you of your little weird mix that you have?
Which
that
one?
Thing. It's like peanut butter.
Peanut
or something.
Butter goo? It's famous. Goo. It's famous.
You're the one who used to. It's like here's my impression of Brad Westmore when he first came in the studio. Okay. Hi. Welcome to the Brad Westmore Show.
You're forgetting one thing. Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, really, I don't think. Hey, we're working on the top 100 things you should know about the Brad Westmore Show before you listen. And I'm only into like 35, so I've still got about 65 more to go. But we're getting there. So many things, Matt. I mean, you know, this show is such a inside joke. It's getting a little bit ridiculous, I think.
Well, nothing expands an audience like a good hour's worth of an inside
joke. Exactly, exactly. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here in a second. I want to tell you one more quick story I think you'll appreciate. I had to drive to work on Monday morning knowing that I was ready to fire, had to fire somebody. First thing that was awesome because I witnessed something on Friday. I held off through the weekend and figured I'd do it on Monday. The only problem was I think the guy knew that it was coming because he never did show up back to work. So it was unfortunate I didn't get a chance to let him go. But as I'm driving to work, I'm like going, I hope it doesn't get out of hand because, you know, sometimes things can get, when do they get a little out of hand in my business, you know?
Hello.
Yeah.
It's your drug dealer.
And of course, then when you're dealing with this.
Hello. Oh, dear.
Yeah. When you're dealing, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. So I'm on my way to work and I'm like, holy balls. Who's the heavy at my office? Who's going to take care of business if things get out of hand? And guess what I realized? I'm the heavy. Yeah, I'm the heavy. It's like,
oh, no.
Wait a minute. Nobody. There's nobody there. Nobody. So thank God he didn't show up. No, he made it easy for me, I guess. But it's funny that you're excited to hear about me firing people, Matt, because I do have an interesting story that I really can't talk about on the air just yet. I'll tell you during the break. Okay? So,
ooh, maybe, who knows? Oh, maybe everybody will get to hear it.
Mother, father, Todd, you see what you caused? You see what you caused?
You understand me?
You are insane.
You do not want to screw with me.
Exactly. I think I lost that one. We know Todd Sheets.
I'm a Christian person.
Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to do something we've never done before. We are going to play Are You Drunk? I'll tell you all about it when we come back. Please play a break and don't leave our mics on. We'll be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. Extreme Entertainment, Jackalope Media, and Todd Sheets present Wait a Minute. That's right. This is Jedi Superstars Full Service Mofo. With songs like Batshit Crazy, Tight Black Dress, Last Chance Charlie, and I Want to Kiss You at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Grab me a liver, gonna hunt you down. Wanna kiss you at the Chuck E. Cheese. There's a ring in your pizza and I want you, I need you, I'm always gonna love you.
Over 1 hour of ball-busting entertainment from another Todd Sheets presentation. To hear more from or purchase Jedi Superstars Full Service Mofo, visit Amazon.com, iTunes Music Store, or any of your other fine online retailers. His ex-wife is more entertaining than he is. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and our good friend Todd Sheets in the Batcave. Glad to be along with you. And I got a little game we're going to play, and it's called Are You Drunk? Now, Matt, it would be fun to do that with you and your mom sometime. We'll play the game here and see if you think it might be something you'd want to do with Ms. Kathy Downing sometime.
Okay.
So, first, why don't we call our good friend Todd, if you will. Let's get on the phone. Let's call our good friend Fake Ned, Chris Kamler, and he should be hopefully mobile right now. So we'll go ahead and call him and
give
see
him
if
a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hello.
Hello, is this Pollock 2?
This is Pollock number 2. Hello, sir.
Hello, Chris Kamler. Hey! How are you, sir?
Wow. I'm much better now that I got to hear that. I could hear that every day. That's fantastic.
I'll bet you could. I bet you could. Say hi to Matt and Todd.
Hello. Matt, how are you, sir?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
And I'm doing great, man. I hear that Todd is always on the run. He's always on the go.
You must be kidding me.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Hello, Todd. How are you? I've been watching trailers for your show, and I know you guys called me for something else, but do you have time for a question?
Go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
Please.
All right. I watched this latest trailer on BradWestmar.com, and it was a woman screaming, and she, outstanding actor, whoever that was, she's doing a great job. But she, at one point in time, towards the end of the trailer, she fell over what appears to be a sack of potatoes dressed up as a person. Now, and that person was wearing a pink muumuu and had silver hair. I don't know why that was on BradWestmar.com. Could you possibly link those two for me?
I
don't understand.
I have no idea myself. You'd have to ask Brad. Brad does things that are kind of surprising sometimes, and they come from like the nether regions of his furthest imagination.
Let me put it to you this way, sir. Wait for the movie. That's what I always tell people. Just wait for the movie. It'll all be explained in the movie. Okay?
Well, I certainly hope that that 75-year-old woman in the pink muumuu is okay, because she looked distressed.
She's definitely distressed.
Definitely distressed there. This is true. And I want to clarify one thing before we move on, Chris. It's not a trailer. Believe me, that is a teaser, because Todd is the ultimate teaser. I mean, that like showed you nothing. It was like nothing. It's like just enough for you to go, what the F? What the F is this?
What's going on?
What the hell?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's why, well, it's called
it left me. It left me wanting more.
Oh, cool.
For sure.
Well, yeah, wanting more mashed potatoes, right? Hey.
Maybe wanting a cardiac test for that young woman.
Exactly. Hey, Chris, real quick, we're gonna do this here in 1 second, because you told me that the over-under is about 15 seconds on getting this. But before I explain to people what Are You Drunk is, we're also going to call your good buddy Troy Olson, Mr. formerly Royal Man, here in a little bit as well. Is there any, would you like to give us an imitation? In fact, we're going to ask him about his zit surgery as well as quitting Royal Man. Can you tell us in advance, kind of give us a futuristic look at what he's going to tell us about this stuff?
Hey guys, this is Troy Olson. Now listen, it's very important that you guys don't, whatever you do, don't ask me about my zit surgery, because it's very important that you, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, something about what's going on with this. Just, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, don't ask me about my zit surgery. You can ask me anything else. You can ask me how I look in tights. You can ask me how many potatoes I stuffed down my pants. Ladies and gentlemen, just don't ask me about my zit surgery.
That was good. Matt, you like that? That was great.
That was awesome.
Probably
I've been practicing.
I'm sure you have. Now, you know he's going to hear that. I'm guessing you don't have any problem with that.
No. You have full rights to release whatever you need to.
Good.
Towards Troy.
Sweet. Oh, sweet. Hey, we need to get together again, by the
way. He knows I love him.
Exactly. We need to get together again. Well, we're going to get together here in about a week, aren't we? I guess.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we last saw each other at that shindig up in Platte City for the Platte County Landmark, and I appreciate your support up there, and it was good to see you. And you are a kind and gentle lover. I'll just leave it at that. I won't go into what happened.
You're not supposed to tell people.
You are a tender, tender lover.
Like, how you doing? Hey, baby.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Very good.
Now you're bringing back memories.
Sorry.
I like it.
Maybe we can get our picture in the paper again, too. So, yeah.
That was, they lost more subscriptions after that edition came out.
They definitely did. They definitely did. In fact, Matt was thinking about getting one until he saw that picture. So, yeah. let's go.
I have one framed in my office.
You
here.
Did, awesome! I can't wait to see that. Yes, yes. So, Chris, we're going to play "Are You Drunk?" And let me explain to people how we're going to do this. It's obviously for no money and no prizes, because we have no budget, but it's just for fun, of course. And we love your wife, Kara. Well, I love your wife, Kara, but not as much as you love her. But she's a fantastic woman. And we're going to go ahead and play "Are You Drunk?" We're going to call her up, and we're going to let you talk to her. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that the number is going to come up differently. Hopefully, she'll answer the phone, even though the caller ID is going to kind of screw her up. Hopefully, she'll
that might even be better. That'll
okay.
be fine. That's
okay.
No problem.
Okay. So we'll do this, and you're going to basically act like you're drunk, and we're going to see how long it takes her to ask you, "Are you drunk?" Okay. We're going to go ahead and do this.
Oh, perfect. I love it.
All right, good. Let's go ahead and do this. We're going to be quiet while he talks to her, as if it's just him and her. Todd, please dial up Kara Kamler.
On the way.
Here we go. Starts to ring. Hopefully she'll pick up. If it goes to voicemail, Chris can just pretend he's drunk there. Here we go.
Hello? Hi, honey. It's me. Hey. Do you know where I am? Well, do you know where I am? No. Hey, honey. Why do you sound like that? After the show, I stopped off. Hey, do you know where I am? How about now? Do you know where I am? What the hell is wrong with you? You sound weird. Why do I sound weird? What? Were you drinking at the you show? You sound or weird. Were you drinking no. at the show? You're not allowed to do no. that, are you? No. No.
Do you know where I am?
Why are you calling me from the phone? Where are you calling from the
phone? Well, it's because I had a friend over, and we went to a place at a friend.
Friend? What is your friend's name?
Do you know where I am? Jack and Jim Daniels?
You're funny. That's not what you drink.
I can't do this anymore. You got it. Close enough.
There it is.
Close enough.
You got it right at the end.
That was good. I mean, it's close enough. She did ask if you've been drinking. That's great. Chris, you want to tell her what's going on?
Hi, honey. It's my friend. I'm helping out my friend Brad and Todd and Magic Matt on their award-winning radio show, and they have a game called Are You Drunk? Yeah. And my goal was to have you say the magic phrase that pays, are you drunk?
And you came close enough, Kara. Close enough.
Oh, thanks. Sure. Yeah, well, you're the right person.
Fortunately, that's not the first conversation I've ever had with you that has ended with are you drunk?
Right. What was your first thought, Kara? Were you like, I mean, you sounded confused.
Well, you know, he sounds like that when he's happy. He sounds like that when he's kind of being dumb. So it was kind of a toss up on whether, you know, what he was doing exactly. It's hard to say. And, you know, he gets that radio thing and he gets all weird and I don't know.
I just want to take this opportunity to say how beautiful and wonderful that my wife is.
That is a fan. Yeah, that's good.
You only say that when you're in trouble. So even if
you
haven't been drinking, you must have done something to make you in trouble.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
There you go. No. Well, hanging out with Brad and Matt and Todd will get me in trouble.
This is true. So, hey, Kara,
hanging out with anybody besides me gets you into trouble.
Yeah, you know, as long as you're there, it's actually a pretty good time, actually. Yeah, because at the Platte County Christmas party, you were fabulous, you were lovely, and you kept him under control. So,
who's Christmas party?
Oh Jesus, she doesn't even know who I am, does she? Would you please tell her I was that handsome tall guy who kept staring at you because he found you so attractive? You don't remember that?
Oh yeah.
As you can see, I'm making waves in the pretend radio area. Yeah, great, mother father.
I remember it now. Okay. Totally.
You were kind of drunk, though. You were kind of drunk yourself, actually.
I was indeed drunk. Yes. Two nights in a row.
My girl.
Yes. That's why you married her.
My cans can do that for you.
That's for sure. Look, real quick, we got to let you guys go. Chris, I want you to pimp your radio show that you've got now because, well, damn it, you've been a good sport and so has Kara. So please tell everybody what you're doing nowadays.
Well, despite my wife trying to not let me out of the house, I have joined on with a show called The Ball Game KC on ESPN 1510 AM. We are on Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we talk about baseball. We talk about the Royals. We had a whole hour dedicated to George Brett this past week.
Sweet.
So look us up on Facebook, and I appreciate anybody listening.
Absolutely. And you got Greg Pryor on there now, too, right? Greg Pryor's a co-host.
Greg Pryor.
Yeah.
He's one of the co-hosts along with Jeff Logan, it's a lot of fun. We get to play radio, and you know how that goes. And it's
did
a ton
I meet
of fun.
That person too and don't remember? Or?
Probably, yeah.
That's my girl.
You might want to remember Greg Pryor. He was an important person in 1985. He was on the field when they sealed the deal. Right. Wasn't
yep,
he? He was, wasn't
I,
he? Yeah.
I got to wear his World Series ring.
It's funny, you know. It's true story. True story, and I'll let you go. I have also had his World Series ring on. No kidding. He was one of the first people I met in Kansas City. I don't know if he still has his business in Lenexa, the Life Priority, or if that's still in business or not, but he was one of the... Okay, yeah.
Yep, sure does.
One of the first people I ever met. I sat down in his office. We shot the bull for a long time, and I, too, have had his World Series ring on my finger. So, another thing we have in common. How about that? Cool.
Does that make us Eskimo brothers in some way?
We became Eskimo brothers at the Platte County Landmark Christmas party. Yes.
Thank you guys. Keep up the great work with the show.
You bet. Thank you guys too. Chris, Carol, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thanks, stranger.
See ya. Bye-bye. That was a freaking hoot. And I guarantee you, Royal Man has a lot to try to top here. He has a lot to try to top. And our goal, Matt, is to keep him from rambling. Okay? And, Matt, I'm going to let you ask the questions. I'm going to ask him about his zit. You ask him about stopping being Royal Man and tell him that you don't believe that he's going to actually quit. Okay?
Well,
okay. Is that okay? Or what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you kind of know more about the situation, so that might be a dead-end street if you have me ask the questions about it.
You're more on top. I'm trying to let you take part, but it sounds to me like you were having a good time anyway. So
okay. I'm fine this week. I'm not being shunned. I don't feel as shunned.
Oh,
this week.
Good.
It's when we have special guests, I don't mind.
Good.
When it's just Todd, then it starts to get under my skin.
I know, because then Todd and I are making love to each other,
Sharing mics, bro hugs, going to dinner. That stuff bothers me a little bit.
Plenty of guests in the future once we wrap up filming on House of Secrets. So it's going to be a good time. So we're now calling Mr. Troy Olsen.
Okay,
here we go. Here, see what's going on with
him.
Here we go. Going to have a hard time topping that, though. We're not going to tell him we talked to Kamler, though. Okay, so.
Hey,
hang on,
everybody.
Hey, everybody. All right.
It's like calling Todd.
Hello.
Hold on.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hey, it's Troy.
Hey, Troy Olsen, man, formerly known as Royal Man. Hello. Did you forget I was calling? Hello, Troy. Hello. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
He doesn't remember you either.
Well, he probably has cricket. I mean, you can't on the salary of a superhero.
Jeez.
Do we lose him?
Looks that way.
Let's try him again. Try him one more time. And then we're gonna call his mom instead, because I've got her number too. So, and I'm not kidding you. We will call her. He can't. Really, dude? Hello, dude. Dude, get outside and stand on the roof. Dude.
Go out to center field.
This is making my phone look good, actually.
It is making your phone look really good. Really good. Really good. Really good. All right. We're going to try him one more time. Give him 5 seconds here, 10 seconds, and we'll try calling him again. This is par for the course. Chris Kamler is sitting at home right now laughing his ass off at this, because this is par for the course. All right. Let's try him again. Here we go. All right. One more time. Then we're going to call his mom. I know. Are we getting anything? I'm not hearing anything here.
Yeah,
okay.
It says it's going.
All right.
We'll give it a shot.
Superhero phone, apparently.
Almost live radio, folks.
Yes.
Like, these things happen.
Yes. At least we got the break in this week. My God.
I love this job more than I love Taffy.
No, he's not answering.
He's not even answering. Okay, let's call his mom.
Give it one more try?
All right, we'll give him one more try. I mean, 4 tries is fair.
4 tries is over fair.
Yeah, over fair. Yeah.
You're giving him above and beyond.
Yeah.
The call of Dutai.
Yeah. Oh, Matt. This is great. This is great stuff. Great, great stuff. Great stuff right here, don't you think? Calling him now, right? We're calling him still? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's see if I can get this to work this time. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. What's going on, man?
I think my car ate the call initially.
Okay.
The Bluetooth in my car has been gobbled up the call and didn't give it back. So.
Okay.
Anyways, okay. I am here.
Good.
I'm Troy. How are you?
I'm good, Troy. How are you? Say hi to Matt and Todd.
Hello, Matt and Todd.
Hey.
Hello, ooh. Troy.
Hey, Todd. Nice write-up in the pitch, by the way.
Yeah, I just found out about that. I didn't even know. I'm going to have to go pick one of those up.
Yeah, I was posting it all over the place today.
I saw the online one's kind of small. Is it bigger in the actual paper?
I don't know. I haven't seen it inside the pitch yet.
I like it.
I don't know.
I'm thankful, but yeah.
I only saw the online one because I know one of the guys, I guess, that did some of the makeup for it, and he posted it on Facebook, and then I got it from there.
Yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Man.
Todd's famous. Yeah.
Kind of,
sort of. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Troy, real quick, we're going to do a couple of things with you if you got time. First of all, real quick, is it okay if I ask you? Because I got to ask. I'm intrigued by this. I saw this on Twitter here a few weeks ago, and we discussed it briefly. And I was actually kidding you when I said, what did you have surgery for a zit? you got to give me a quick rundown. What happened to your face? You've got face problems. You were getting car accidents. You have to have surgery. What's going on with you, yeah, man?
Well, the initial one that you mentioned there was when I had my car accident about, what has been a little over 2 years now, I have a plate in my face because I smashed into the side of my car after I got hit at a stoplight. But this latest one, they don't know what caused it. It looked like a zit to me. It might have been some sort of a cold sore or something, but somehow my lip got infected, and because it sealed up, your lip doesn't have anywhere to drain, so it just swelled up, and it was misdiagnosed by a MinuteClinic, and on Christmas Eve, I was throwing up sick from the pain, and then Christmas morning, I went in and had him look at it, and the doctor goes, yeah, it's not a cold sore, and I'll be right back, and he comes back in with two other people, and he pulls out, I look over at my fiance, who used to be a nurse, and goes, they're gonna lance this, aren't they? And she goes, yep, and he goes, yep, so that's how my Christmas day started, was he cut open my lip, and then he just started grabbing and pushing and got all the junk out of there, and they said their cut had hardened, and so they were pushing like clumps out of my lip, and they were going in and taking. Apparently, you have rooms in your lip. Didn't know that, but there was this infection living in these rooms, and so they had to cut out these different rooms and get it all cleaned out. And then they sent me home, and I went and got some painkillers, and was under the influence for Christmas Day, and felt pretty good after that.
I'll bet. Boy, that does not sound like a good experience. And also, I think you may have come up with a new Todd Cheats film name there, the Rooms in the Lips. I think that would be
there
good.
You go.
Yeah. Man, great horror film there. Well, that does not sound fun. Although, I will tell you, when you told just now the story about how they lanced it and got all the stuff out, I felt relief for you instantly. It sounds like just the whole, like if you can imagine the largest zit in the world and you've like popped the largest zit and it explodes all over the place. But as soon as it explodes, you feel relief. I was feeling relief for you as you were telling that story.
Well, and I'll tell you, about a week later, the upper lip started to swell too. So there must have been a little bit left. So it had spread to my upper lip. And so immediately I cut that open and drained it out myself because I did not want to go through the same thing again. It just, it was not a fun experience for Christmas Day. And the funny thing was, that was two straight holidays in the emergency room at Shawnee Mission, because on Thanksgiving, I had some sort of rare disorder come up, and it has symptoms like vertigo, and they treat it the same way, but it also has nausea and some other fun stuff that go with it that aren't necessarily vertigo. And so two straight holidays in the hospital, I was pretty excited to just be at home on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I'll bet you were. And I'm kind of scared to meet you. I hope none of this rubs off on me when I meet you here in a week or so. You know?
Pretty much.
Literally. Do not kiss me. I don't want any of that, okay?
So. I promise, Brad, I will never kiss you.
Okay. Hey, tell us real quick, too, because Matt's curious. Of course, Matt's a big Royals fan, too, and Todd is, too, by locale. You know, and I never believe this. I'm telling you, I don't believe you've actually retired Royal Man. Did you really retire him? Because I have a feeling you're going to be back. I really do, sooner than later.
You know, I don't know. I doubt it, because obviously I'm also making the physical move now on top of it. But initially when I had decided that, you know, I had decided before the end of last season that I wasn't going to bring it back this coming year. The organization doesn't care for it, and they make it hard on me. And so it's just not worth it. You know, it'd be one thing if, like, I have friends that are super fans out in Baltimore and that I've met from doing this, and the Orioles are really supportive of him, and the Ravens are real supportive of him, and Kansas City really doesn't support their super fans real well, the organizations at least. And so it was easy to lay it down, and now I'm going to Arizona and I'm going to live out there. And so, I mean, if sometime the Royals play the Diamondbacks in an early game, and, you know, then maybe if I'm still living out there at that point, then, yeah, maybe I would bring it back for a weekend series in Arizona. But I don't foresee it being a regular thing by any means anytime soon, because, for one, I won't be in Kansas City, and I won't be in American League City.
I didn't realize you were moving to Arizona. Well, congratulations. That's going to be a sweet place to live. Very cool.
Yeah, I got engaged, and it's better for the R2 family. So
cool. Good for you. Good for you. Well, look, I just thought I would ask. So, man, I understand. I mean, we'll don't worry. We'll make our own super fan for you here, and then we'll have no support. I mean, it's no fun if we don't have a super fan bitching about no support. So we gotta find one. So, but you still have super fan Chris here, right? We still have him.
And I'm sure he'll still be doing it for years to come.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Well, hey, look, we want to play Are You Drunk? Are you ready for this? We discussed it a little bit. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Sure. What do you want me to do? Just act like I'm drunk?
Exactly. We're going to call your mother. What's your mother's first name, by the way? We're not going to talk to her, but what's her first name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. We're going to call Cheryl. And what we need you to do is, the goal is to try to get her to say, are you drunk? Now, you can't tell her that I've been to the bar or I've drank 40 beers. You just have to talk and act like you're drunk, and to try to get her to say, are you drunk? Because that's kind of the goal. Now, remember, there's no prizes or money for this. We're just doing it for fun because you're a good sport and we need material. So so we're going to go ahead and call you. Are you good with that then, Troy?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right. We will call Cheryl right now. We are dialing her, and we're not going to. We are not on the phone. It's just you and her. If she answers, because the caller ID, we'll see.
She's not going to answer. I'm not knowing the number.
Yeah. You going to leave her a voicemail?
Hi. Leave your name, your number, and a short message.
Leave her a drunk voicemail,
and I
Troy.
Return her calls as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone. Please record your message.
These voicemails are so long.
You may
no,
hang up
they
or
are.
Press 1 for more options. To leave a
if you'd like a BJ.
Number, press 5.
Hey, Mom, I just wanted to see what you're doing. I'm just at home, you know, we worked from home today, so I was trying out something new on my computer, and I just wanted to see what you're doing. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Are we done? Did you hang up? You got to give me the signal. You didn't give me the signal, Todd.
We just hung up.
Okay, so just hung up, so she probably heard me talking there.
She may have.
What did we do? Did we leave Troy, too?
Troy, everything, when I cut her, I cut him for some reason.
Oh.
That was a Skype thing.
Are you calling Troy
but
back?
I kept Matt, which is good.
Okay.
You cut me at one point. I did lose you guys at one point.
Yeah, there was Skype. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Troy, you still there?
Yeah, that wasn't my fault this time. So.
No, it was not. Skype, it was Todd Sheets' fault.
No!
You know? You know about Todd Sheets, right?
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
You know all about him. So, unfortunately, your mom didn't. Do you think she would pick up if we called back a second time?
I don't know. She's funny about that. Plus, she did have a dog appointment earlier, so she may be asleep.
Well, at least we got to talk to you about your zit and Royal Man. So,
I think that's what we're going to get out of this.
That's fair.
You know, and I do want to say this really quick, and because I don't talk to you on the phone very often, but Brad Westmore is a big part of the podcast that I'm on, or my podcast, the Kansas City Baseball Ball. We went to radio with it, and he is the voice of our open. And I don't know if folks listen to our show or not, but I have said that multiple times on the show. We're very thankful for the audio work you did for the Kansas City Baseball Vault, because. It's a great show, and it needed a great open, and now it has a really, really good open, and we're still rocking along.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Awesome!
And you are more than welcome, and please go ahead and pimp the show real quick before we let you go. Where can they hear you?
Okay, so the longest-running Royals weekly radio show or podcast is available at royalmanreport.com or kingsofkaufman.com/podcast. It's now got the title of Kansas City Baseball Vault. We're coming up on our second anniversary. And actually, if you're in the Kansas City area, we would love to see you and meet you the last Sunday of February. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's the 26th. Last Saturday in February, come out to Kelly's on Westport Road, Westport in Pennsylvania. It's going to be a big party. We're starting at 7, no cover before 10. So get in there early and have some drinks. And if you find me, I'll have some free drink vouchers. So find me early and I'll get your first one.
Dude, I'm there. That's awesome. Hey, anytime you need help, just let me know, Troy. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
You know it, Brad. Have a great day.
You too, pal. Bye-bye. Troy Olson, formerly Royal Man, moving to Arizona. That's news to me, Matt. I had no idea. Well, no wonder he's not going to be Royal Man anymore.
Well, it sounds like he's got a couple of reasons there.
Why does Matt sound like he's in a vacuum tube now?
It's the Skype.
That's how you sound to me, too, like long distance.
Maybe we're going to unconnect and reconnect with him.
Let's
here
do
during.
That.
But should we do it while we're on the air? We'll do it while we're on the air because we don't have another break to take.
That's right.
So, okay.
We'll do it real quick.
Go ahead. Okay. We're going to disconnect from Matt. And take a couple seconds. God,
damn, Skype.
Skype sucks. It really has gotten bad.
It's because you know it used to work really well back before the technology caught up with it. Like back when everything was analog, before everyone in America was tweeting and taking up the bandwidth of this country.
You know,
it was working better.
There is Google Chat, Google. There's other things you could be checking out.
I have tried about three other things, not liked one of them.
Well, Skype sucks balls.
It
Let's
does.
Go
Thanks,
ahead.
Thanks, Microsoft.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Once Microsoft got a hold of it, we'll see if we can get Mac back in and
see if he sounds like
here.
A being again.
I'm almost ready to put him on the phone instead of having him on Skype. It'd probably sound better.
How are we doing, Matt?
Hi, Brad.
Hey!
Yay!
much better.
Amy.
Come back, Brad. You sound better.
You do sound better, girl. Thank you. Please lose that voice. Let's do something a little bit different. I know you've got the script there, Matt, and I know that Todd has a copy of the script there. Do you not?
I'm ready.
Let's have some fun. Let's go ahead and do what I said we should do last week. Let's do a little reading of a news radio script. If you listen to the show, you know that Magic Matt sounds disturbingly like Dave Foley from News Radio. And he doesn't have to try hard to do it. I mean, when he does Amy, he has to try. But when he does Dave Foley, he just talks in his normal voice. So
it's natural.
Yeah, it's totally natural. So what we're going to do here is we're going to start. This is actually an episode that I watched in the last year or so because I have the entire season one on DVD. This is a first season, episode 3. It's called Smoking. And what we're going to do is I'm going to play all the parts that aren't Dave, which is your part, Matt. Remember, don't read Matthew because Matthew is somebody else.
I was just going to say that. It's going to be hard for me not to read
Matthew. Be careful. You're going to read Dave. I'm going to read everybody else. Matthew, Bill,
Why can't I be
James.
Bill?
No, you're going to... Because I'm Bill. Because I'm Bill. Okay? You're going to read all... Because you're the writer-director, you're going to read all the in-between stuff for us. That's what I've highlighted for you there.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we'll take it slow, and we can maybe try to speed things up as we go along. So go ahead. I believe, Todd, you're going to start.
Scene, conference table.
Then, at approximately 1:15 a.m., the police took the husband in to examine the damage, and that was when the husband realized that wife was the one who set the fire. Bill says, fascinating story, Matthew.
Yes, it is, Matthew, but in an interest in keeping these meetings short, why don't we save your dream analysis for another time? Okay, well, I guess... That is now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, except for this. I have to read this. In accordance with Ordinance 435A regarding secondhand smoke, this is now officially a non-smoking office.
Hallelujah!
Now, I know this is going to be hard
Dave,
for some
Matt,
of us.
Not Matthew.
I got distracted by the Matthew.
I know.
Now, got to get back into character.
God damn, yes, please.
I'm amongst professionals.
Yes, you are.
Now, I know this is going to be hard for some of us. I'm sorry, Bill.
Whatever.
But I think this is going to be healthy for all of us, especially because the ordinance states secondhand smoke has been proven to carcinogenic effects.
Well, duh. Who didn't know that? Wake up, people.
Well, I'm going to go post this over here so you can all read it at your leisure. Bill, can I talk to you about the station promos?
He walks toward the bulletin board. Bill joins him.
What do we got, Chief?
We're going to do 3 5-second station IDs and then 3 full 15-second promos over an audio bed.
Bill lights up a cigarette.
Sounds good. We should also try to do a clean 30-second spot without the audio clip.
Bill, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. How rude of me.
Offers Dave a cigarette too.
No, thank you, Bill. Did you hear the announcement I made at the meeting just now?
To tell you the truth, Dave, I tend to zone out unless my name is mentioned. Why? Was it something important?
Well, Bill, it was kind of important.
Matthew quickly walks by, coughs loudly.
I'm on it, Matthew.
Matthew walks by other side, coughs loudly.
I'm on it, Matthew. Bill, we are now officially a non-smoking office. What you are doing can be punishable by a $100 fine.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Bill hands Dave a $100 bill.
Bill, that's not how it's supposed to work. Now, put that out.
Is that decaf?
No, it's regular.
Bill drops a cigarette into the coffee mug. Commercial break.
Commercial break. Let's see here. Wait. Commercial break. And we're back. Right. My bad. Now.
Scene, Dave's office.
The caps lock just won't come off, so everything I type is all in caps.
I've seen this before. Just have to go like that.
Hits the side of the laptop.
Now try it.
Well, thanks, Fonzie. I think the caps lock did come off before the screen went blank.
Anytime.
That's great.
Lisa enters.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
He exits.
Lisa to Dave. Can we talk? Can I close this?
Dave nods.
Oh, sure.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, they kiss!
We have to have a real talk.
Okay, then I better open this then. I don't want people to think we're doing anything in here, especially if we're not.
Opens the door.
Dave, I'm telling you, Joe saw us at the movies last night. He's been acting like that all morning.
Well, like what?
Like, hey, hey, hey.
Well, I've been with him for 15 minutes, and he hasn't hey-hayed me. I think maybe you're just being paranoid.
Oh, I'm paranoid?
Yes.
Well, I'm not the one who wears the same stupid hat every time he goes out, so he won't be recognized.
Look, there's nothing stupid about that hat. A lot of people wear hats like that.
Like who?
Like Woody Allen, for one?
So, what am I, like, Sun Yi to you?
No.
Bill comes in smoking a cigarette, holding a clipboard.
Here you go, Chief. I got those promos. Well, I consider this situation a potentially volatile one, and I suggest you do the same.
She exits.
College girls.
Look, Bill, I hope you're enjoying that cigarette, because it is your last.
No, I got a full pack right here.
Matthew comes in with the turtleneck of his shirt covering his mouth.
Nice look. Is that from J.Crew?
Scene near the production booth.
Hi, Joe. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, need some canned laughter.
No kidding. I can't do all of it at the same time. Sorry. How was your weekend?
Good.
You know, I saw a really good movie. Did you see any movies, Joe?
No, I don't like movies. I don't go to the movies. Most movies suck. So when someone asks me to go to a movie, you know what I say? I don't like movies. I don't go to movies. Most movies suck. Gotta go.
Lisa meets up with Dave by the stairs to the news booth.
Dave, he knows everything.
You're paranoid.
I need to talk to David.
Oh, Lisa groans and quickly walks off. Oh!
David, you gotta tell Bill to stop smoking. It's in my clothes, it's in my hair. Would you smell my hair?
Matthew, I am not going to smell your hair.
Then smell my hand.
No.
Well, smell something.
Matthew, look, if it's really bothering you that much, then maybe you should talk to Bill.
Dave, why don't you come over here? I want you to take a look at this.
Dave walks to the bulletin board. But Bill, he's standing.
Yeah, what is it?
It says here, Article 4, Paragraph 2, that, quote, in an office with more than 20 employees, you have to set a special smoking area up, unquote.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that.
Maybe you didn't want to see it, Dave.
All right, Bill. Where do you suggest we set up this smoking area?
How about a mobile 10-foot radius around me?
Canned laughter.
Oh, sorry.
No.
My bad. Sorry.
Yes. No, I don't think so, Bill.
No, I don't think so, Bill. Okay. Then how about over by Matthew's desk? Huh, Matthew, would you like that?
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
You figure it out. Dave, because at the end of the news report, the smoking lamp will be lit.
Matthew looks at Dave.
Matthew, you go talk to him.
Fine.
Matthew follows Bill up the stairs to a news booth.
Matthew, turn around and go back to your desk.
Matthew, obviously.
Obediently. Obediently, Chris. Obediently.
Oh, obediently follows Bill's direction.
New scene.
Scene, smoking area.
Did you tell Bill about the new smoking area?
Yes. But if you want to have a smoking area, it might as well be airy.
Puts a small bonsai tree on the table.
What?
Oh, gum. Wait, you need to...
Oh, takes the big wad of chewing gum out of her mouth.
I was getting ready. I was working it up. I was getting my motivation. Shows the gum to Dave.
So I wouldn't smoke.
Oh, that's attractive. Could you put it back?
Oh, yeah.
Does so. Back in her mouth.
No, Bill comes in. Jesus, Chris.
Oh, Bill comes in. Oh, wait. Oh.
Wait. Oh, my God. This is. You know, Todd, if you just would have stayed in your own voice and not tried to do.
Bill sits down.
Bill sits down. Go ahead. Okay. I think that should.
Pointing to a large ashtray on the other side of the room, Dave puts the ashtray next to Bill.
I guess this will do, but lose the salad, huh?
Beth takes away her potted plant.
Bill, we all appreciate your cooperation in this.
Opens window behind Bill. Strong gust of wind. It blows in. Cause puppets.
Paper.
Oh, cause papers to fly. Flying around. Who moved? Who put all these papers here? Move them around.
This will work out just fine.
What?
This is very pleasant. Thank you.
Okay, Bill, just close this window when you're done.
You know what?
Scene.
No, yeah, you know
Dave
what?
And Beth walk into the office.
That's probably enough.
I've had enough. Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
You got no time.
It's not. It's okay. We got.
I'm talking to my agent.
That's what. You probably. Would you please just come back into Todd Sheets? Please. But it was fun. Well, you do. There's certain words and certain things that you say. The way you say them, you do sound just like Dave Foley, minus the gap between his two front teeth.
That's awesome. Oh, really? I'll have to listen back.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
You know, this did remind me though of how great of a show News Radio was.
I love that show. I thought it was awful.
No, it was only awful when John Lovitz came in, which is funny because I got an email today from our good buddy Dan, Dino Dan, and Dino Dan had a couple of comments about last week's show, and I went to read them, and I'm glad you brought that up because he did say, bear with me here, let me see it right here. He said, Brad, that's cool that you worked with Bubba from Mama's Family. Mama's Family was one of my favorite sitcoms growing up, which I got to tell you, he's the first person in my life to ever say that about Mama's Family. Because while I love Alan Kaiser and in Mama's Family, I appreciate it. Definitely not my favorite sitcom. Definitely. But that's cool. Good for Dan. Right, Matt? We don't.
Hey, to each their own.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, because you're too young. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Dan's younger than you.
I was going to say, isn't he younger than I am?
Yeah, I think so. He goes on to say, News Radio was a great show. It wasn't the same when Phil Hartman died and John Lovitz joined the cast. I don't like John Lovitz, he said. And I kind of tend to agree. John Lovitz, he was okay, but he was no Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman was awesome.
I don't mind John Lovitz, but Phil Hartman was fantastic.
Was that crazy?
On that show and SNL.
I know. That crazy bitch wife of his. I'll tell you what.
What a waste.
I know. And finally, he says, yes, John Hunter's video is on YouTube. You're listening to him right now under us. I've watched it several times, he says, since discovering that song on your show. I would have probably never discovered that song if it wasn't for your show. And that's why I do it. So we appreciate you, Dan. Thanks so much. He sends emails darn near every week, and that's more than we can say about the Pollocks. So very good.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dave Foley. Thank you, Magic Matt, for being you. And thank you to our guests, Mr. Chris Kamler, Kara Kamler, his lovely wife, as well as Troy Olson, formerly Royal Man, and who else was our guest? Our Chris Walken, kind of, sort of. Why does that keep beeping?
Amy popped in.
What's is that Skype beeping? Is that? Do you have people messaging you on Skype right now?
No, sir. I don't know what that is.
God damn.
It's weird.
It's weird. Hey, Matt, I'm sorry we didn't get to do a Twitter tussle, but we'll just push that back to our next live show. Or not live
sure.
show. Our next deal show. You know what I mean. So, hey, 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 three things, please, Matt. Take us away.
Number one.
Yes.
Mrs. Kamler invented our new game. It's called, Oh Yeah, You.
Yeah, exactly. She's blonde.
Number two. I'm convinced, after hearing Troy's medical drama, that he and Todd Sheets were separated at birth.
I kind of hear something like that. That kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And number three.
Yes.
Christopher Walken cannot read.
This is true. He kind of sounds like this when he reads. Exactly. Magic Matt, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being my gracious co-host, the brains of the family, as also you're also the most patient one here too. So thanks, Matt.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you.
And Magic Todd Sheets in the Batcave. Hopefully we're going to actually have a break this week on the show. And please, you're going to also fix the other show because I got to go fix Potomatic and the whole nine yards. So please fix it and let me know when you have fixed it, please.
You got it.
And to all four of our listeners, thank you, Mother Fathers, for not telling me the Todd Sheets because you know how I love to rag on Todd. So.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to be the one to bring that to
you. Yeah, you did.
Thanks,
I'm impressed. Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, one more weekend of true filming pickups, and we're done wrapping up House of Forbidden Secrets. Can't wait for that, too. I'm Brad Westmar. Thanking you for joining us. We will be back next week with something for you. Thank you and good night.